Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of technology, making the complex simple and fun. I'm Alex, your guide through the tech wilderness.
And I'm Jamie, the one getting us lost in that wilderness. But don't worry, Alex always has the tech compass to get us back on track. Today, we're talking about something that sounds as exciting as watching paint dry, but is actually super important. Building a reliable logging infrastructure from scratch.
Ah, logging, the unsung hero of the development world. Imagine you're a detective and your only clues are what someone decided to scribble down. That's logging in a nutshell. But before we crack this case wide open, Jamie, what's your take on logging?
Honestly, Alex, when you said we were talking about logging today, I thought we might be discussing lumberjacks. But I guess understanding why my apps are acting up is equally important. So, enlighten me, why is logging something more than a developer's diary?
Great analogy, Jamie. Well, logs are the breadcrumbs of your systems. They tell the story of what's happening inside your services. Whether you're debugging a failing API, monitoring performance, or auditing user actions, a well-designed logging infrastructure is your best ally.
Breadcrumbs, huh? I like the sound of that. But in a world of containers, microservices, and serverless functions, it sounds like these breadcrumbs could get lost pretty easily.
Exactly. And that's why we don't just scatter those breadcrumbs. We collect them, structure them, and analyze them. It's like turning breadcrumbs into a loaf of bread. You start by ensuring your applications produce structured logs, preferably in JSON because it's machine-readable and easy to parse.
JSON. Got it. Like user login successful, and not just something happened, but I won't tell you what. But how do we collect these logs without turning our systems into a breadcrumb mess?
You use log shippers like Fluentd or Logstash to aggregate logs from multiple services. Think of it as having a bunch of little vacuum cleaners that suck up all the crumbs and dump them into a central dustbin where you can easily sift through them.
I love vacuum cleaners. Okay, not really, but I get the picture. So we've got our logs nicely vacuumed up. What's next in our quest for the holy grail of logging?
After collection comes the transport layer, where you ship logs to a central location. Then storage, where you index and efficiently store logs. And finally, the analysis and visualization layer, where the magic happens. Searching, alerting, and deriving insights from your data.
Sounds like a journey from chaos to clarity. But Alex, how do we scale this setup? I mean, what if my little app grows up to be the next big thing?
Ah, the dreams of every developer. Scaling is all about building for growth from the get-go. Use tools and practices that support horizontal scaling, like partitioning logs by service or region, and queue buffering with Kafka or AWS Kinesis for handling volume spikes.
Horizontal scaling? Got it. That's like hiring more vacuum cleaners when the mess gets too big for just one to handle. But what about security? We can't just leave our breadcrumbs out for any old bird to snatch up.
Right you are, Jamie. Security in logging is about encrypting logs in transit and at rest, controlling access with role-based controls, and sanitizing logs to ensure sensitive data never gets logged in the first place.
Sanitize your logs, folks. Don't let your passwords become bird food. But seriously, Alex, this logging infrastructure sounds like a solid foundation for any project. Any final tips for our listeners before we wrap up?
Always monitor and optimize your logging. Use tools like Prometheus for monitoring log pipeline health and Grafana for visualizing pipeline performance. And remember, logging is not just an afterthought. It's an essential part of your system's health and performance.
Well, Alex, I think our listeners are now equipped to build their logging empires, breadcrumb by breadcrumb. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
My pleasure, Jamie. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this log-filled adventure. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more tech treasures.
And remember, in the world of technology, being a nerd is a level up. Catch you next time.